From Anshe Svar Beth El Emeth Congregation, it's time to take 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein.
Welcome to our discussion of Parshat Bo, the intent for tefillin. What is the intent we should have when we put on the tefillin, the phylacteries? If you look at the prayer that's printed in the Siddur, it says that the essence of it is that put it on the hand, remember the mighty arm of God, as it says at the end of Parshat Bo, and which is across from the heart, as we say in the Shema, you should put these words on your heart, and on our head to subjugate the feelings of our mind and our heart to the worship of God, blessed be He. Nothing there about the following verse in our Parsha. It says, that the reason we wear the tefillin is so that the words of God should be in our mouth. So we should say, well, as we put on the tefillin, not that we're simply wearing the head tefillin so we should control our thoughts. No, it says in the Torah why we put on the tefillin. We put on the tefillin so that the words of Torah should be in our mouth. And hopefully while we're wearing this holy object that has words of Torah in it, has parchment of the Torah in it, parts of the Torah in it, like a mezuzah, we will be inspired to say words of Torah. We'll learn more Torah because we're wearing tefillin. Why isn't that mentioned in the meditation over the tefillin? Not only that, but the Sefer HaChinuch, the book that describes the 613 mitzvot and the reason for each mitzvah, doesn't give the reason stated in the verse that it's so that the words of the Torah will be in your mouth. The Sefer HaBatim, Rabbi David Kochavi, he doesn't mention it either. Maybe it's based on the Ramban. Ramban says, you're reading the verse wrong. You should wear these as a sign on your arm to remember the Exodus from Egypt. And the Exodus from Egypt is something you should remember so that the words of Torah will be in your mouth. If you think about the Exodus, you'll always remember the Torah because Exodus is inspiring. God gets involved in the world. That'll inspire you to follow God and follow His Torah. However, we could say that indeed this is one of the major motivations of wearing tefillin, is simply that the words of Torah should be in your mouth. In fact, this would explain several interesting phenomena. Number one, the Rambam holds that you should wear the tefillin all day. If indeed tefillin is to keep the Torah in your mouth, how long do you want to keep Torah in your mouth? All day. How long should you wear tefillin? All day. Also, those who say that Laila Zman Tefillin, that the nighttime is the time for tefillin. Now we say we don't wear tefillin at night. We're afraid we'll fall asleep with the tefillin. It'll be inappropriate. However, in theory, you could wear tefillin at night. Don't tell anybody. But in theory, we could. Wake up early in the morning, and it's before the dawn. You could put on tefillin. Don't tell anybody. So what does that mean? That really night is the time for tefillin. Because if tefillin represents our desire to study Torah, then there's no time limit. Day, night, we should always study Torah. The Mechilta, a midrash on Bo, on Shemot, explain very explicitly that ha'osik b'Torah patur min ha'tefillin. If anybody's engaged in Torah study, they don't need to wear tefillin. Why? After all, if you're engaged in Torah study, do you not need to shake a lula? If you're engaged in Torah study, do you not need to honor your parents? Do you not need to visit the sick? Do you not need to sit in a sukkah, to wash your hands? Of course you do. Torah cannot exempt us from mitzvot. The idea of Torah is to do the mitzvot. We learn Torah so we can do mitzvot. So you should, if you're learning Torah, you should put on your tefillin. No, the tefillin is not a specific act that you need to do. Tefillin is a general thing to keep us studying Torah. If you're already studying Torah, why should you put on tefillin? Now, we don't hold like this mechilta. It's not the halacha, but in theory, it tells us an important point, that there's a relationship between Torah and tefillin. The Yalkut Shimoni also, the Midrash Shocher Tov, also has a midrash. It sounds like this idea. It says that the Jews turn to God, and they say, God, we want to learn Torah all day, but it's too hard. You know, we have ADHD. We can't do it. So God says to them, don't worry about it. Wear tefillin. What does tefillin got to do with learning Torah? As long as you're all wearing a tefillin, the words of Torah, hopefully, will be in your mouth. The Ran says that the reason that the Mechilta says that if you engage in Torah, you're exempt from tefillin, is that osig a mitzvah, potim a mitzvah. If you're engaged in a mitzvah, you're exempt from a mitzvah. But that makes no sense. We know all other mitzvahs you have to do. So the answer is that just like there are those who were studying Torah all day, they were so involved in Torah all the time, their whole life is Torah. They don't have to say the Shema. They don't have to say the Shema. Why? What's the Shema? Learning. But they're already learning. So why should they learn the Shema? They can learn more things and other things. So too over here, tefillin is learning Torah. So therefore, you don't need to put on the tefillin. You're already learning Torah. Tefillin is learning Torah and learning Torah is learning Torah. If you're already learning Torah, you don't need to do the tefillin, which is simply learning Torah. The Shimusha Rabbah is an agonic book. It talks about tefillin, has all kinds of theories there. And he mentions that it's not appropriate for someone to wear tefillin if they don't learn. If a person is complete ignoramus, never opened a Jewish book in their life, you can't wear tefillin. Tefillin is for those who are filled with Torah in their mouth. So if you didn't learn Torah, Nevi'im, Lexuvim, the Torah, the prophets and the scriptures, at least minimally, of course, Mishnah, etc., would be a good icing on the cake. But at least you didn't learn Tanakh. You can't wear tefillin. Now, that's not the halacha. However, it's telling us an important idea, since the whole idea of tefillin is to have Torah in your mouth. If you didn't never learned any Torah, don't even bother wearing tefillin. The whole idea of tefillin is to have Torah in your mouth. Someone suggested that based on that, they explain why in the morning we insist on saying all these mishnayos from Ezo Makoma, all the mishnayos about how to bring sacrifices. Why do we read so many mishnayos? Because you just put on tefillin. Don't put on tefillin and just say some tehillim and say the Shema. No, it's not appropriate. If you put on tefillin, you got to learn something. Learn some mishnayos. Then you can claim you're really wearing tefillin. The words are in your mouth. So we see that the mitzvah of tefillin is not just a detail. Once in the morning, you put on tefillin. No. The idea of tefillin is to have an impact on the whole day and to change our whole persona. We should be Torah personalities. And therefore, this mitzvah is so important. But even if, let's say, you're a woman or other people who are exempt from tefillin, don't worry. The idea of being engaged in Torah all the time, that we can all do, that's something we should all strive for. Mantia Torah Seshem Beficha, that the words of Torah should be in our mouth. This should be our primary goal and directive. Thank you.
This has been 10 Minutes for Torah with Rabbi Joel Finkelstein. To learn more, visit asby.org.